Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
Having to go from covering Sam Darnold in Carolina, and I know Sam was good last year. I was right for 99% of the time the guy was in the NFL. He was stinking crap. Having to watch that happen and then be like, guys, this isn't going to work out. And everyone shouted me down saying I hated their team, this, that, and the other. And then I'm too nice to do the victory lap. I couldn't do it to them because they had to watch Sam Darnold play.
Which is enough punishment, and more punishment than anyone
they
needs.
They learned their lesson. Now I feel that way about Kenny Pickett. I thought he was a scrub at Pitt. I thought he was a product of playing in college 72 years, and I just never saw anything special actually at Pitt.
Yeah, the problem, though, is that there's just so much that's unclear about this, right? Like, I'd love to have some definitive, like, now this means X, Y, or Z for the Browns, but the reality is that we don't know what their next move on the chessboard is.
That's true. And so this could be an order of operations thing. If you had landed any other veteran quarterback first and then traded for Kenny Pickett, I don't think the vitriol, I don't think the frustration is nearly as high.
Then it's fine. Then it's a shoulder shrug. And it's like, well, if he gets injured, then I guess it'll be all right. And Kenny Pickett will have to play some games.
A little non-NFL news to get here. As it is official, Yankees ace Gerrit Cole will undergo Tommy John surgery tomorrow to repair a torn UCL ligament. He'll miss all of 2025.
I got news for you.
You hate to see that for the Yankees. That's a tough one. You really hate to see that one.
Yeah, you hate when they're down and out, don't you?
Yeah, you feel for the underdog.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Yankees are now like fifth in payroll. Like 20% of it's tied up in Gerrit Cole. Just thoughts and prayers to Yankees fan everywhere. Working theory. The Browns traded for Kenny Pickett because they were uncomfortable with me saying nice things about him. All show, I've been like, the Browns won this. Kudos to them. They knew Miles better than we did. We took him for his word. They took him for his actions. They don't have to trade Miles. They get to give him a fat stack of cash, and they look good out of this. And I think by hour three of this, they were like, okay, can we just trade for Pickett to throw Nick? Because we're sick of him saying nice things about us.
You got quite the sway in this city, don't you?
That people have been saying that about me.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Final one here. You want to go?
Let's go to Chris. I love Chris.
Let's go with Chris in Chicago. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, great show as usual. Come to expect the best from the two of you.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, 100% true. 100% true. Oh. Hey, I just wanted to say, listen, Kenny Pickett, he is what he is, but it's a victory because you're breaking up the final straw, hopefully, of what was starting of last season, one of the worst quarterback rooms in the history of quarterback rooms. Honestly, the three of those guys combined, horrible. So I'm okay with it. Winston's gone. DTR is gone. Watson. Who knows about him, but he's probably played his last game. So it's a small victory, but trending in the right direction. So kudos to getting rid of DTR and picking up Kenny Pickett.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone saying kudos to picking up Kenny Pickett, but Chris, you did, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris.
I do like the idea that they were like, all right, last year was maybe the worst quarterback room in the history of the NFL. Can we do worse?
Well, remember, Watson still stays in this room.
Yeah.
So it's not like we just get rid of Watson and we have to come up with a new quarterback room to compete with Watson being bad last year.
Hey, you want a topic for you?
Yeah.
I'll give you a mother-loving topic right now.
Worst quarterback room
since
1999?
Who would you rather start at quarterback in 2025?
Watson
or
Pickett?
For the Cleveland Browns?
Don't do that.
Deshaun Watson or Kenny Pickett? No. You foisted this upon me.
That's how much you dislike Kenny Pickett?
I'm doing this. No, no, no. No, I'll go Kenny Pickett. But I will do so.
You have to go Kenny Pickett.
I will do so with massive, massive reservations and hope that Kenny Pickett leads you like a Sherpa of suck to the number one pick. I was playing with fire there, Mac. I know. Mm-hmm. I saw it in his eyes. No. Kenny Pickett at that point would be the Sherpa of suck, leading me to Arch Manning or Drew Aller or somebody else at the number one pick in the draft.
If you have a pulse and can breathe, I'll take you over to Deshaun Watson. Mary Kay shedding some more light on this, by the way. And now I don't know if this is anything she's reporting or her speculation here, but she says Kenny Pickett is being brought in to compete. Browns are still likely to look for their veteran bridge quarterback who can start until their rookie is ready.
216-474-0092. It's
so
not
there's
enough.
No need to get mad.
It's not enough. No, no, no.
It'll be all right.
No, no, no. I now need Jake, who's on the phone right now, so this bit kind of isn't working, but I also I'm talking on air. Jake, I need you to put it up, afternoon drive. All right? Whereas some shows, The Morning Voice, will run from vitriolic Twitter, who would you rather start a quarter of the games next year, Kenny Pickett or Deshaun Watson? You're getting a Sophie's choice today. Don't look at me. The Browns did this.
I think Deshaun loses that poll handedly.
You think so?
I'm thinking like 95% to 5%.
All right, so
just an absolute bloodbath of a poll.
19% of why I want to do this is I'm just a little curious.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Like, I don't think it's, by the way, neither. The correct answer is neither. I just want to see what people say.
I got most people, would be like, no, Jake, don't put that on. Don't put that on there, Jake. Don't do it. Meanwhile, we're like, we're kind of curious what the results would be. Yeah. I kind of want to know what's going to happen.
I don't want people on social media mad at me.
I'm kind of curious, even if it's like 95.5. Let's get that answer. Let's figure that out.
I also want to know.
If it's 50-50, I'll walk right out of the studio and just call it a day. I'll just be done.
Is it bad that that's what I want? I want 50-50. Because it would just be the funniest possible. If it's 90-10, either way, predictable. If it's 50-50, it shows you what an absolute kick in the butt this is. And again, I don't expect Kenny Pickett to be the starter. I don't expect Deshaun to be the starter. And I believe Mary Kay, it seems logical that Kenny Pickett becomes your third quarterback.
Yeah.
And is in the way of he's a part of the starting quarterback fray in that he's on the outside of the fray. Doesn't stop me from wanting to have a little fun with it.
If Deshaun Watson wins that poll 90-10 in the upset of the century, you could just send that right to Andrew Berry.
Send it right to Cletus Jeffro.
Like, my goodness.
The Bratnall Haslams, all the family there. Just anybody in the general vicinity.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world.
Go Angel! Angel!
To the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry!
It's quick hits.
All right, JP.
Yep.
Day one of legal tampering. Not quite in the rearview mirror, but we're 6 hours in. It's time for our way too early victory lap for teams. What's your favorite move of the day so far?
Favorite move of the day so far? Well, it's not the one that the Browns made, I'll tell you that much. Let me think on it for a second.
Can I give you one?
Yeah. What do you got?
It's Drew Dolman going to Chicago. Now, Chicago gave like $28 million guaranteed to Grady Jarrett, which is just on the surface just dumb. He is old. He wasn't that productive last year. I really like the Drew Dolman move because if you pair it with Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson, you might actually give Caleb Williams a chance next year. I don't know. Like, Caleb, that holding on to the ball thing, he just might not be able to overcome that. But at least now between Ben Johnson and that interior line, You can say you tried to make it work with Caleb Williams.
Well, what I like about it, I mean, they're going guard, center, guard there, and they're just really addressing the offensive line and the defensive line. Like, Ben Johnson knows what he has to do in this instance. I think it's really smart, and where they didn't attack it in the draft, now they go ahead and they just pay for it. Like sometimes we're like, oh, you need to draft well, and obviously that's a key thing. You need to draft well, but he's kind of rewriting that idea and just throwing money at the problem and saying we're just going to go ahead and we're going to fix our whole offensive line and defensive line by just throwing a lot of dinero at it.
And listen, some of it won't work, but if most of it works, you're really good. I also think Dolman's really underrated. A follow-up on that, I also like DJ Reed to the Lions.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the one I hated the most. Let me put it that way. Or the one that I think is going to blow up in the team's face. And that's Laremy Tunsil to the Commanders.
Who's it blowing up in the face?
It's going to blow up in both teams' face.
Okay.
So that's what's interesting about this. So the Commanders is going to blow up because
of the Peterlin pass.
All of my Houston friends are livid at this, at the idea that the world does not recognize what a problematic human Laremy Tunsil is to every locker room that he enters. So I think it's going to be very problematic from that standpoint. You're like, why is Houston giving him up for such a deal? He was a good left tackle last year. And that's why. The other side of this, though, for Houston, Nick, they had four garbage cans in Laremy Tunsil as their offensive line, and then they just got rid of Laremy Tunsil. How is C.J. Stroud ever going to get rid of the football?
That seems like a C.J. Stroud problem.
Seems like it's really problematic. Yeah. And so I think...
they still have the offensive coordinator who helped the first 2 years of his career.
Oh, they got rid of Bobby Slowick is too. Gone. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like they went to the playoffs back-to-back.
They did do that.
All right. Well,
they did do that.
Oof.
Beat the Browns a couple years ago.
Why'd you have to say that?
That was just my memory.
Early return, 74% of people voting Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I thought it'd be 90-10. 90% to 10%. I'm shocked Deshaun Watson gets 26% of the vote.
Now it's 72.4%. The numbers are going down.
Deshaun's getting 28% of this vote? What world are we living in? Who are the people that are voting Deshaun?
I also, the Spaz. It's funny when you configure the name with it. The Spaz saying you guys really need to settle down.
I disagree.
Well, his name's the Spaz. When the Spaz is telling you to calm down,
yeah. You're
probably on one.
Yeah, that's like when the drug addict in the corner is like, I think you need to maybe not have as many drugs right now. Is that what that is? Okay, hey, you think you need to calm down? It's like a...
Hey, you don't need to take those all at once.
I saw a TikTok with Kid Rock, and Kid Rock was talking about how he was giving a young country singer advice. He was like, you know, maybe you don't need to do the cocaine. And he's like, and if Kid Rock is telling you this, maybe you should probably listen.
Although...
You probably should pay attention.
General rule of law for me is if Kid Rock tells you something, you should do the opposite. Do with that what thou wilt.
The Lakers-Celtics this past weekend. LeBron ended up getting injured. He's going to miss about a week or 2 weeks. Are the Lakers a step behind, though?
No.
I'm not sure how much of the game you saw. The Celtics were up by 22 points, and then the Lakers cut it to within 7, and then LeBron got injured, and that was just good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
No, I think it's just one game. Now, that being said, it does burst a lot of the national bubble, and I did get to see them flip-flop and go, the Lakers aren't bleep. It's like, wait. It's that one game? No, I think the Lakers should be fine.
It's how this works. I love the people that are turning around, and it's like, well, they didn't have Hayes, and then Rui Hachimura is injured, and it's like, if we're that deep into this, you're just making excuses.
Everyone knows Jackson Hayes is the difference maker for the Lakers. Been saying it for a while.
Omaha!
The Ivy League of the MAC, Bowling Green, has announced a new head football coach. Former Ohio State and NFL legend Eddie George has been named the school's 21st football coach in school history. He has spent the last 4 years as head coach at Tennessee Tech. Is Eddie George a sleeper to be Ohio State's next head coach whenever that job becomes available?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, if he shows something at Bowling Green, why not? He just has to show a lot at Bowling Green.
And here's the thing. It's the perfect hire for Bowling Green because I don't – listen, I loved Vince Karras. I would have loved to see him get the job. That's not going to come with a splash.
Yeah.
Leffler left you high and dry. In March – the dude left for an NFL job. You could not have been jobbed harder by your former coach. Eddie George coming in at least potentially allows you to stop the bleeding. and maybe start to pick up the pieces, so maybe next year won't be a complete lost cause.
Should also help recruiting, I would think, too, right?
I would imagine so. And the fact that he's got Urban's buy-in probably gives him a little bit of power there. If you guys hadn't heard, Urban Meyer apparently called him to recruit him to BG. It tells me that Urban can kind of help his sway with some of the donors. Obviously, Urban having been the Bowling Green head coach 23 years ago now.
I like that Urban still cares.
I'm really kind of in. I think Urban just likes to be wanted and needed.
I think he's got a lot of time on his hands.
I think he does.
I think he went so hard for so many years, and now he just, like, he's like, for most people, the Fox job would be enough, not for Urban Meyer.
No. And here's the thing. The Fox job doesn't come with enough power. Kingmaker at Ohio colleges? Yeah.
Yeah. How many proctology exams can you perform on the dance floor?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do the numbers here.
How many? Now that's up too far?
At once or individually?
I don't know. Steph Curry is accepted a role with his alma mater, Davidson College, as assistant GM for the basketball program. First active player in U.S. major pro sports to take an administrative job with the NCAA.
There's three. I'm sorry.
It's not licks of a lollipop, Nick.
Not for
you.
Well,
it might be. If you... Steph Curry.
with the count. What was that about Steph Curry?
Now do the owl voice
again.
I'm
here to be a size queen.
Do the owl voice again.
Turns out the owl and the count are the same guy. So I'm here to be a size queen.
Yeah, Steph Curry. Yeah. He's going to be the assistant GM of Davidson.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Now, we talk about having too much time. He has no time.
I think the real loser in this
is the
Curry family.
Because they just get less time with their dad?
Yeah. By the way, selfish move out of Steph. Hey, honey, I know I'm on the road half the year in basketball. I gotta help Davidson out.
Who's impressed by this, right? Who's he think this is impressing, being like, I'm gonna be the assistant GM of Davidson?
It'll get him one recruit.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it'll get one recruit. It's like the Wode selling his iPhone or something like that.
$18,000 later.
That's a big toe for a three-star prospect. We're just going to put a bow on that. That is quick hits. Kenny Pickett is a member of the Cleveland Browns. What is next for the Cleveland Browns? More from you guys in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. They would rather see Kenny Pickett start games next season than Deshaun Watson.
I'm very surprised you that even 30% of people said Deshaun Watson.
Neither of us got our way. You wanted 90-10.
Yeah, which I thought was going to happen. Or
I
even
wanted
reverse
50-50. We got neither.
No. But I'm still surprised that 30% of people are cool with letting Deshaun Watson play in a Browns uniform ever again, period. Point blank.
I think those people just might be...
I think some trolling was happening here.
I think those people might be on the deck of the Titanic saying, it doesn't look like it's going to sink as it's up in the air.
As it's sinking.
Yeah. The toughest part of that whole movie is when they have to climb on like the front of the ship and they're like, guys, it's a long way up and that thing's going to snap in half. It's not going to help you.
I thought the toughest part of the movie is when she clearly, with enough room on the board, says, I'll take the board now. Jack, you can die.
Yeah, but it's Kate Winslet, the early part of her prime.
There was enough room on that board.
Yep.
there was plenty of room on that board.
She knew she could do better than Jack. Might be good looking. Doesn't have a real career future there.
Better than Leo?
A little bit more breaking Browns news here.
Breaking Browns news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Adam Schefter tweeting out, the Browns have notified Dalvin Tomlinson. He'll be released at the start of the new league year. Tomlinson will be designated as a post-June 1 cut, but can officially sign with a new team at the start of the league year on Wednesday. The reason why this makes sense, the Browns only have two post-June 1 designations. Dalvin is one, and Juan Thornhill would be the first one.
Yeah,
I would imagine that there might be another defensive tackle move going. Draymond Jones is available. We've talked about Javon Hargrave. I can't remember the cap numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, let me look it up really quick.
Dalvin's a really good football player. Granted, Dalvin doesn't fit the wide nine the way Hargrave or Jones does, and Jones is also a local kid.
Yeah, it doesn't really save you much. Post-June 1st cut of Tomlinson is about $5 million in dead money and about $6.5 million towards the cap. So
it feels more about cutting Dalvin Tomlinson than it does about anything else.
But it was important they use that the second post-June 1st one, because if they'd done it pre-June 1st designation, that was about $17 million in total on the dead cap. So, they had to do it that way.
They just didn't really want Dalvin Tomlinson around anymore.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I would have rather kept Dalvin along. As long as he was cool in the locker room, which he always seemed to be. We interviewed Dalvin when we first signed him. That was a cool dude. We like cool people in Cleveland. Another bit of breaking news here. The Rams are planning to release wide receiver Cooper Kupp after the start of the new league year, unless a trade materializes, which certainly feels like a... Hey, if you want Cooper Kupp and you don't want to compete for money, come give us a 6-round pick.
Should the Browns be in on Cooper Kupp?
That's a tough one.
We just don't know. So there's so much we don't know about this team yet. We don't know if it's Kenny Pickett into who as the veteran quarterback, and then are they taking a quarterback at number two? Are they not? We are just in an air of mystery right now.
So the upside of Cooper Kupp is absolutely worth taking away playing time from young players. So I'll give them that. But the downside is not.
Well, but also, if you're not really trying this year, which is not what I believe they're doing, because I think there's a lot of moves to happen, but if you're not trying this year, and it's, let's say it is Kenny Pickett and Daniel Jones, and that's what you're rolling into the season with, then it makes no sense.
Yeah, the Dalvin Tomlinson thing, sorry to get back to the Dalvin Tomlinson thing, is I just completely jump all over it. That kind of the move I don't love. Granted, I don't love the Kenny Pickett thing. You're short at defensive tackle. So again, yeah. I'm assuming there's another move here. Right now, you're Mike Hall, unless you think Alex Wright's going to slide inside, which you're already maybe thinking about cutting Obo Okoronkwo, which could happen. That's been a report that's out there. I don't love where you're at with the defensive tackle room right now.
It's Garrett, Harris, Hall, McGuire?
Is your starting defensive line?
Or Okoronkwo at the end there, yeah.
Yeah, I think... No, Harris isn't back. Hurst. Think Mo Hurst? I think we're doing 53-man...
We're doing a lot of things
radio
here.
...radio right
we're
now.
We're doing a lot of things here.
Juwan Briggs? Ooh. I mean, I like Juwan Briggs. I think he should be one of the five defensive tackles you carry as a starter.
Or is this room for Mason Graham?
All right, now you're... If you're, and again, this would probably be in a trade. If you took Mason Graham at two, I would.
I know you would.
Yeah, I would.
I know you would. You think he's an absolute game changer.
I am here to be a size queen. Let's go with Darren on the west side. Darren, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're okay.
Good, how are you?
We're okay, but thank you. Welcome to the show.
Okay, Peter and I haven't talked to you in about a year since you went Hollywood. But anyway, congratulations on your promotion. Anyway,
thank
listen.
You.
Why doesn't anyone mention the backup in Cincinnati? That guy can play. Browning is his name or whatever. I haven't heard his name mentioned once in terms of teams trying to acquire him. And I know they won't trade with us or whatever the case may be, but that guy is stuck behind Joe Burrow. And every time he's been in, I've seen him throw for 300-yard games and look great. But nobody mentions him in terms of a potential starting quarterback.
I mean, they won 9 games on the back of Jake Browning. You're not wrong about that.
Yeah, it's like people have forgot. They forget about this guy. I mean, I've heard no one mention trying to acquire this guy. And you know his agents are like, well, this guy's never going to play in front of Joe Burrow. I mean, he's got the size. He's got the arm. I mean, he looks great every time I see him play. I would love to see him here, but I know that's not even on Andrew Berry's radar, apparently. The other thing on Myles Garrett, that front office should be indicted because they've given that man no support in all these years. And every year I'm telling people, I'm saying they need to get another beast on the opposite side of this guy. And I'm not talking about the Zadariuses and these one or two washed-up guys. I'm talking about drafting a guy that can actually rush the passer because whenever we need a sack or a big play, it's always Miles or bust. And I just think that's absurd and ridiculous. What's changed now that he signed? I mean, they still don't have any support for him.
Darren, we appreciate you, buddy. Jake Browning, it's a little too A.J. McCarron for me. All right? They're Hugh Jackson. Not going to do that. I think if you're not going to go quarterback at two, even if you think Travis Hunter is going to be a really nice wide receiver, yeah, getting Miles some help, quote-unquote, on the D-line makes a lot of sense. And honestly, I think Mason Graham actually makes more sense than even Abdul Carter, positional importance notwithstanding, ranking in the draft notwithstanding, because you can sell McGuire, Okoronkwo, Alex Wright. You can sell a lot of the youth you have off the edge. I mean, it's Juwan Briggs, it's Mike Hall, and it's Mo Hurst, and I'm not sold any of those guys are every down defensive tackles.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I don't want to. Tomlinson was just making too much money for the lack of production he had last year. That's really all it is in my mind, right?
Yeah, so I guess my thing is,
because you're not saving that much money, all things considered. You know what I mean?
You're not saving that much money. And what's wild is, I still think from a sack perspective, he's never been a guy that's going to get you a lot of sacks in a game.
Yeah, he had 4 sacks last year. He had 16 solo tackles, 9 assists. What was his pressures? He was 26th, actually, in pressures. A lot of total pressures.
Yeah, that's been his game
here
in
Cleveland. Which is odd, because that was kind of the metric that we used all season long with the Browns, is that they were always top 5 in total pressures, but they were always like 25th or later in actual sacks. His pressure numbers were really good.
So there's got to be something more here, right? I feel weird breaking down Dalvin Tomlinson because we don't spend a lot of time talking about run stuffing defensive tackles, but I think he's done the thing that the Browns wanted him to do the whole time, which is get pressures. Yeah. They've even said sacks don't matter as much as pressure when it comes to Dalvin because like the way he pushes pressure up the middle is a little different.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about it, it's just interesting. It's
now,
interesting that they would do this.
Now, I could say, with like Jones out of Seattle, Jones is like a 280-pound defensive tackle. I could see them trying to get lighter at the position, and Dalvin is probably 325.
He's listed as 325, yeah.
But I don't love it. I still don't love it. I don't love giving up a productive player and only saving $5 million unless there's a bigger move to come. Not even a defensive tackle, just across the board. Dalvin Tomlinson, a Cleveland Brown no more. Kenny Pickett is a Cleveland Brown. Your reaction continues on, and in case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.